It is Greg and Gina, the Today's 101.9 Morning Show, checking in with the Maryland Proton Treatment Center and Dr. Kwok. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. So you specialize in treating pediatric patients, and recent studies show that cancer rates are on the rise with young people, particularly adolescents and young adults. Can you share any guidelines or recommendations for young people?
It is disturbing that tumors and cancers are increasing in incidence in young patients, but it is very important that patients get screened and get proper vaccinations like HPV vaccine. And it is recommended now by authorities like National Comprehensive Cancer Network to get consultation at the Proton Center if you're young.
And what is proton therapy, to let people know? And what are the benefits of proton treatment versus traditional radiation?
We employ a variety of radiation modalities. Proton therapy is one of them, but we also use traditional radiation, something called photons or x-rays. We use electrons. We use other particles. And proton therapy is very special. It goes into a certain distance and stops giving radiation. So it has a distinct advantage in young patients compared to traditional radiation.
Now, are we talking just a couple of types of cancers? What kind of cancer are we talking about?
So there, proton therapy is advantageous in so many tumors. One way to remember this is essentially all solid tumors can benefit from proton therapy. You can remember it easier by saying, hey, what are the tumors that we don't use it for? And things like leukemias, liquid tumors, where we can't see and target, don't benefit, obviously, from radiation.
If someone has been diagnosed with cancer and wants to see if proton therapy is right for them, where can they find more information?
You can visit our website, askforprotons.com, or call us at 410-369-5200, or you can easily Google us.